you doing?
Quite a little party. What do you know?
We got reports of at least a dozen shots fired. Door looks like it's been jimmied, but the alarm wasn't tripped.
You see anybody come out?
Not a soul. Whoever it is, they're still in there.
Looks like someone got hit.
So where'd he go?
Stay low. Keep looking.
Davis! I'm Thomas.
For getting me involved in this doohickey.
Frohickey, you hippie jerk.
Doohickey.
You know, with that long blonde hair, you'll be the first one in here that gets traded for cigarettes. I'm gonna be laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah? You want a cha-cha?
Anytime, any place.
Both of you relax.
Shut up, you narc.
It's your fault we're here.
You in the suit. You first.
Detective Munch, Baltimore homicide.
Did they find her?
And a good evening to you. Sorry, no sign of your mystery lady.
She is real. The FBI agent saw her.
Yeah, well, Special Agent Mulder is currently being held in 5-point restraints and jabbering like a monkey. And the FBI is not talking either. So what I'm looking at here is a warehouse break-in with nothing stolen. A shootout but no guns. Lots of blood but no bodies. And an FBI agent likes to take off all his clothes and talk about space aliens. Fill me in. From the top. Start with your name and birth date.
John Fitzgerald Byers, 11/22/63.
Seriously?
I was named after JFK. Before the assassination, my parents were going to call me Bertram.
Lucky you. Occupation?
I work for the government. For the moment.
And what do you do for the government, for the moment?
I'm a public affairs officer for the Federal Communications Commission. It was in that capacity that I was attending the computer and electronics show at the Baltimore Convention Center.
It was where this whole thing started, just this morning. We at the FCC enjoy forging positive ties with the American public. It's our way of saying communication is just another word for sharing.
Hi, guys. You like a button?
Up yours, narc.
Of course, some people don't see it like that. At any rate, that was where I first saw her. Still not sure why I did what I did next. It was so unlike me. There was just something about her. Ken, I'm gonna take a short break, okay?
Whatever.
Hello, pretty lady.
Picture this. Crystal clear television. 33 channels worth, with no monthly cable bill.
Excuse me?
No. I know what you're thinking. Melvin, are you out of your mind? No cable bill? But that's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm talking premium channels here, too. You got your HBO, you got your Cinemax, you got your Showtime. All courtesy of this modestly priced marvel designed and built by the Frohickey Electronics Corporation.
There's a name that inspires consumer confidence.
Shut up, punk. Where were we?
Hey, lady, if you want to watch Matlock with Andy Griffith all blue and squiggly, go right ahead and buy from this guy. If you want quality bootleg cable, you talk to me.
If you want a converter that'll short out and burn your house down, definitely talk to this guy.
That was a one-time fluke. I heat sink every breadboard.
Yeah, and what about coax loss? Do you use the RG6U or the 52-ohm RG8?
Trick question. It's a 9913.
Big man.
I'm sorry. She's very cute.
Yes, she is. Thank you.
Wait. You just look like you could use some help.
So my daughter turned 3 years old last week. Last Tuesday was her birthday. I hope you remembered that.
Her father took her from you?
My former boyfriend, he kidnapped her. It's a long story. Basically, I got involved with a man who turned out to be a complete psychotic.
Yeah?
We were only together a few months. I was attracted to him because he was dark and mysterious. And then he just kept getting darker and more mysterious. I got pregnant and he left. And then he suddenly came back and took her about 6 months ago.
That's terrible. Did you call the police?
Of course. The police and then private investigators. They were surprisingly unhelpful.
That's unbelievable.
Well, at least I managed to get a couple of leads. I was told he's in the Baltimore area. So here I am.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah. Except he now knows that I'm looking for him. And the closer I get, the more dangerous he becomes.
Are you worried he might harm your daughter?
Let's just say I want to find her, not him. other lead I've got. That's why I'm here today. This has something to do with computers, doesn't it? The internet?
Actually, the ARPANET. It's a government network created by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. You can access it through the internet, though.
Somehow this means something to my ex-boyfriend. I was hoping it might be a means of finding my daughter.
If you want, I can go online, try and find out for you.
Would you? That... I would really, really appreciate that.
By the way, my name's John.
Holly. It's nice to meet you.
Holly. Just like the sugar.
Yeah. Just like the sugar.
It's funny. Could you maybe go take a short break?
Whatever.
Okay. Let's see. So your ex-boyfriend is into computers?
I don't really know. I knew very little about him. Except that he's psychotic.
Somehow this kicked us into the defense data network. I'm sorry, I think this is the end of the line.
Isn't this something you could... I mean, how do you say it? Hack into?
Hack into? No! I mean, technically, yes, I probably could. But this belongs to the Department of Defense. This is a secured site. I mean, I work for the FCC. This is the kind of thing we're trying to stop.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
Wait. System. I know a couple of login out tricks with VMS version 5. Never mind.
Can you look up Suzanne Modesky? That's my daughter.
I'll try. There's just no way of telling.
What is that?
It's an encrypted file. Why would your 3-year-old have an encrypted file in a secret Defense Department database?
Can you decode it?
I'd need some help.
Can you print it out for me?
Like a gentleman who'd appreciate 33 channels of crystal clear television.
Well, thanks, handsome.
Ah, a man of distinction.
Punk ass.
It was at this point we enlisted the help of one Melvin Frohickey, computer hacker.
Well, hello, pretty lady. Oh, yeah.
What's with the narc?
We proceeded to tell him the entire story. I hoped he could assist me in deciphering the encrypted file. It was at this point, however, that Mr. Frohickey raised an interesting question.
I don't understand. Why don't you just kick this guy's ass?
What?
No. I just want these pages decoded. Can you do that?
Sure, baby. My kung fu is the best, but it could take hours. I say, cut to the chase. If Pretty Boy out there can tell us where your daughter is, we just need to go beat it out of him.
Bad idea. He's very dangerous.
Lady, I'm dangerous. All right, so we'll just follow him. For all we know, he's got the girl here somewhere.
Holly, it makes sense.
No. Just stay away from him.
We'll stay back a ways. Just wait for us here. Come on, FCC. But...
What's he doing?
Talking to somebody.
This dude doesn't look so tough. Yeah, casual.
Alien invaders are among us. Detect their presence with high-tech modern electronics. They're here. Alien invaders are among us. Detect their presence with high-tech electronics.
What's up, fellas? You looking for somebody?
Just, the bathroom.
I don't think it's down here. Hey, you with the FCC?
What's it to you?
I think we share the same credit union. Special Agent Fox Mulder, I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I was hoping maybe you could help me. I'm looking for a girl. I was wondering if you'd seen her. This is her here. You seen her?
Sorry.
What did she do?
What's it to you? Thanks, guys, all right? Yeah, Mulder. Oh, hey, Reggie. What's up?
What the hell was that all about?
Rick's boyfriend is with the FBI?
Where'd she go?
Wait, okay, stand back, Fox.
Hey, guys, just wait.
Excuse us here. Hey,
come on.
Let us through.
Ken?
You don't understand.
All I did was play things up. Stand down.
I didn't hack in anybody's computer.
Where's that place? Seriously, guys, I've got like a circulatory problem. I have a tendency to
fall
down a lot.
It was me. What are you doing? I hacked into their computer.
So you want to turn yourself in? Are you crazy? A hacker never turns himself in.
I am not a hacker.
Listen, we got FBI agents running around, military police. Whatever the hell is going on around here, it's big. And your lady friend is somehow at the center of it all.
She needs my help. How can we learn what's going on?
The FBI are looking for her. Hack into the FBI mainframe. I know just the guy who can do it.
You're talking about a premeditated crime against the United States government.
Hey, your second one today. Welcome to the dark side.
Okay, ladies, who's down for 50? $50. Anyone? $50. Oh, man. My diaper-wearing granny would bet 50. Come on.
There's no game here.
All right. 50.
Elrond the Druid bets 50. Cash only, Elrond. I don't take no personal checks from the Bank of Middle Earth. Come on, natural 20. Daddy needs a new sort of wounding. What's the big idea of bringing the Narc in here?
Me and the Narc have a proposition for you.
What proposition?
The coolest hack in the world.
Lord Manhammer.
Say it. Say it.
Your kung fu is the best.
Here, make yourself useful.
What does this do?
Besides overheat and burn the hotel down?
It's a loop line shunt.
Anyone who tries to trace us will get bounced around by CMP's call forwarding software. My personal invention.
Oh, God, I'm gonna get fired. I'm gonna go to jail. I deserve to go to jail.
Shut up already. What do you need me to do?
Just watch and learn. Bingo. Government hack is a snap. Last week I got into the Maryland DMV, changed my endorsement so I could handicap park. I got tinnitus. What now?
Look up the FBI agent. What did you say his name was?
Mulder.
Is that your boy?
Fox William Mulder, born 10/13/61. Degree in psychology from Oxford University, top of his class at Quantico. Commendations out the yin-yang. Currently attached to the Violent Crimes Unit. Single. There's nothing in here about him being a psycho or having a daughter.
Try, under active cases, Holly Modesky.
Nada. No case file.
Try the daughter, Suzanne Modesky. She's Suzanne Modesky?
Employee at the Army Advanced Weapon Facility at Whitestone, New Mexico.
White Corps.
Oh, man, look at this. It says here she blew up one of their labs, killed four people, including the MP who tried to stop her at the gate.
Subject Modesky is considered unstable and delusional. Intellectually brilliant, yet prone to confabulation and fits of violent behavior.
Psychotic and profoundly paranoid.
Armed and extremely dangerous. Do not approach. Call immediately for backup.
You've been reading about me. My name is Suzanne Modesky, not Holly. I was an organic chemist for the Advanced Weapons Facility, but I never blew up any lab. And I certainly never killed anybody. All I did was try to quit. I don't have a job, I just quit.
What about your daughter?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
The photo?
Came with a wallet. You wouldn't have believed the truth, obviously. And I desperately needed your help.
For what exactly?
To get this. I still need it deciphered. This has in it everything I need to expose the United States government's plot against its own people. One, I unwittingly helped to forward by developing the ergotamine histamine gas.
Ergotamine
histamine? EH for short. It's an aerosolized gas, which in small doses causes anxiety and paranoia in its subject.
Paranoia. Gotcha.
Secret forces within the government plan to test this gas on the American people right here in Baltimore. I am not making this up. Don't you get it? Nobody is safe. Look what they did to JFK.
What did they do to JFK?
Dallas, 1963, hello? They want to control every aspect of our lives from the cradle to the grave. They practically do already. Hotel Bible. Who do you think put this here?
The government?
One in every hotel room in America. It's the perfect vessel for electronic surveillance. No one ever questions its presence.
Now, I'm sorry. You're telling me that the U.S. government, the same government that gave us Amtrak...
Not to mention a Susan B. Anthony dollar.
...is behind some of the darkest, most far-reaching conspiracies on the planet? That's just crazy!
I mean, like, this guy works for the government.
I'll prove it to you. Just help me decipher this. What do you say, guys?
Of course, at that point, we didn't feel like we had much choice.
Get off me! Langley, what's taking so long?
This should be up to any second.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Far out. Thank God for supercomputers.
The surprise defection of Dr. Suzanne Modesky is a blow to the program, though not a fatal one. The timetable remains unchanged. The first EBO will occur in the Baltimore-Washington corridor within 1 week's time.
What's an EBO?
Engineered biological operation. Toxic organic agents used on humans.
Security risks are being attenuated. Dr. Modesky's team has been processed and plausible denial constructed.
Which is another way of saying that they've murdered my research associates and placed the blame on me. Now do you understand? Wait. Here it is. EH product is presently warehoused at 204 Fells Point Road, lot number A9000. Awaiting EBO. This is it.
Subject Modesky currently monitored around the clock. Covert electronics installed per Dr. Michael Kilburn, 11688. Who's Dr. Michael Kilburn?
My dentist. Excuse me.
Get in here. What did you do?
Look at it.
Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
The address of that warehouse?
Where's the tube?
We flushed it. We were afraid it would give away our location. So we broke into the warehouse.
Here it is! A9000, right?
Plan on distributing the gas in asthma inhalers. This is their random test. Now we've got proof.
Stay where you are. I'm a federal agent.
Suzanne Modesky, you are under arrest for the murders of four people at Whitestone Army Base.
She didn't do it.
She's innocent.
Yeah.
You three are under arrest also. Ma'am, stay where you are.
Just listen. There's more going on here than meets the eye.
You three get on the ground now. Ma'am, stop moving. I'm not going to ask you again.
Dr. Modesky, please come with us.
Federal agent, identify yourself.
Ma'am, come with us.
Step forward and identify yourselves now.
Sanitize it.
Have to do this.
Shut up, Byers.
Hey.
tag him.
No one touches this man.
Excuse me.
Fires.
Sir. Why are you doing this? You people framed Suzanne Modesky. You plan to test that chemical on an unwitting public. Why? For what possible reason?
Myers, shut up.
Who gives you the authority?
No bags.
Whoa, guys!
Behave yourselves.
That's it? Just trying to intimidate us? To scare us? So we'll keep quiet?
Myers, I swear to God, I'll shoot you myself.
It's all true what Suzanne said about you people, isn't it? About John F. Kennedy? Dallas?
I heard it was a lone gunman.
The last we saw of him. Almost immediately, the police got there. We panicked and hid. You know the rest.
Do I look like Geraldo to you? Don't lie to me like I'm Geraldo. I'm not Geraldo.
Not all a bad dream. I am in hell.
Oh, women.
Ain't it the truth?
What do you mean, women?
You know exactly what he means. Your molar pulling girlfriend roped us in and left us swinging in the breeze.
Is that what you meant?
Look, she is hot. But you gotta admit, we're here because of her.
I'm here because I wanted to learn the truth. I assume that was the same for you. Suzanne opened my eyes to it. She doesn't owe me anything. If there was some way I could help her still, I'd do it in a second.
Apparently Agent Mulder came to and verified your warehouse story, at least what little he seems to recall of it. Three cheers for the FBI. You guys are free to go. Come on. Let's go. Here's a tip. Aluminum foil makes a lovely hat, and it blocks out the government's mind control rays. Keep you guys out of trouble.
One green nylon wallet containing $38 in cash. One, whatever in the hell this is.
Detective?
We got a stolen car that turned up at the train station. It's the one that the FBI agent was driving.
Okay.
Suzanne must have taken Mulder's car last night. She left at the train station.
So?
So maybe we can catch up with her.
Where? She took a train.
She's too smart for that. Don't you see? She's just meant to throw them off.
She said she wanted to go public.
The Baltimore Guardian is only a couple of blocks down from the train station.
Hey,
They didn't believe my story. Not a word of it. Who in their right mind would?
What are you gonna do now?
Try other newspapers, TV stations, not give up. Keep trying to find people who will listen. People like you. I appreciate what you did for me. All three of you.
We still want to help.
You already have. No matter how paranoid you are, you're not paranoid enough. Tell the truth. Reach as many people as you can with it. That's your weapon.
Feeling better?
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I just, I have these weird ideas in my head that I can't seem to shake.
What kind of ideas?
Weird ones.
You gonna bust us?
I'm not sure yet. I just spoke with my ASAC, and he tells me that Dr. Suzanne Modesky is no longer wanted by the FBI. She's still missing, but the case is suddenly closed. What I need from you guys is to tell me what the hell happened last night.
You want the truth?
Yeah, I want the truth.
You might want to sit down. This is going to take a while. The truth is, none of us is safe. Secret elements within the United States government seek to surveil us and control our lives.
What?
Tell them about the hotel room buttons.
Yeah, I'm coming to that. It all started with Suzanne Modesky.